Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome into the Labatt Studio. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. How was that, Andy? Did I manage that?
You read it.
Okay.
You gotta give the emphasis. Bleed blue and white.
Drink blue and light. There it is.
There you go.
Anyway, I'm Jim Galante. I'm filling in for Bob Flounders, who's on the early road trip this week to Illinois. I have the honor of sitting in and chatting with Andrew P. Shea, who is sitting in the big boy expert chair this week for quarter number one. You ready for that, Andrew?
Well, Ross is going to join us shortly and make me the dumbest guy on the show again. So, but I didn't wear my Thursday shirt. I thought about it.
But for quarter number one, you're the expert.
Gotcha.
Land of the blind, one-eyed man, and all that. This week for quarter number one, a little bit different. Instead of Bob's six for Saturday, we're going to do Jim's five for Friday.
I'm ready.
Key to that is the alliteration. Quarter number two, as you said, we will be joined by Ross for Tucker's Tape. And we'll be looking back at the Kent State game for some hints on what we should be looking for Penn State against Illinois. Tucker's Tape is brought to you by GoPSURV.com. By the way, Andrew, I had the opportunity last weekend to stay there.
I saw the pictures.
Phenomenal. Great RV. It was just super. Mark does a great job. Add to that the barbecue, the brats, the
frozen wine drinks.
Yeah. Their frozen wine drinks is grown-up Slurpees, like Ross's grown-up sodas, daddy sodas. Anyway, Q3, we'll be doing Ask Ross. And finally, in Q4, we will be doing our Illinois preview. So, you ready to talk five for Friday?
Yeah, let's talk about a Big Ten opener on a Friday night for the Penn State Nittany Lions that their fifth-year head coach, James Franklin, is not too happy about, but is past it, he says. But the alteration of his schedule, big time. He's not a fan, but I think if Penn State goes out there and is successful, he'll enjoy the full extra day getting ready for the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Well, you actually went out of order on my five for Friday, Andrew, but that's okay.
So that's fine.
Let's start with the schedule. James Franklin has made a pretty big deal of it. How much effect is it really going to have?
I think it has. It will have a slight effect, I think, only because attitude reflects leadership, in my opinion. He's made it clear. Look, I don't like it either. I think it's stupid to mix high school football and college football. I think it would be stupid of the NFL to try and mix, you know, the NFL into Saturday while the college football season's going on. You know, you have your day. You have your day in the sun. It's strictly a money grab thing. But in terms of the players, look, first of all, a 9 p.m. Eastern start is just weird. Even Friday night high school football games, which these kids have all played, they're used to starting at 7. This is a 9 o'clock Eastern time start. So I think there's going to be some management from the coaching staff and the program just to manage the Friday itself, because the game's not going to get over till 12:30, 1 o'clock. They're used to night games on a Saturday, so I think they'll replicate the Saturday into a Friday, hence the reason they're going out a day early. But it's still just kind of weird that a 9 o'clock Eastern Friday night start, the crowd, you don't know. I think the Illinois student section will show up. They don't get a great crowd. I think the onus is on them to take control of the game, and that's more difficult to do when you're out of rhythm. And I think essentially they will be, look, once you hit the field, it's hitting the field. But for everything else around you, it's a little bit out of rhythm.
I was a little surprised that James Franklin, who is the master of mind games, dwelled as much as he did on this, which means his players have they hear what he says.
Attitude reflect leadership, boss.
So this really surprised me, but I think it's still an opportunity to play a night game with a national audience. I think if you're a player, you love that. And having an audience and going out to Illinois where any other game, the audience, the crowd would be just not very good. Perhaps on a Friday night, there's a little excitement. I don't think it's a bad thing, but I'm also with you. It shouldn't happen. Friday night is high school football. And the other thing I agree with you, the extra day to prep for Ohio State.
That matters.
That does matter. All right. Let's go on to another topic, that one that I really love. That is the influence of the young players on this team. I'm talking true freshmen and the redshirt freshmen.
You and every other Penn State fan. You guys are all gaga over your over your talented young players.
As yes, I am.
You should be.
That's the technical term for it. I am gaga.
Yeah, as you should be. You just, you know, the just the newest evolution in this process, what comes from game three, comes from a mop-up time peek at defensive end Jason Oway. And, you know, you're now, you know, Penn State fans are like, he's got to play, he's got to play, he's got to play. Well, actually, no, he doesn't need to play. They were just taking one of those four games, managing the four-game NCAA rule, and seeing how the kid did when he's out there. There is in no way, shape, or form is that young man ready to play against Ohio State. That's what I'm trying to clarify to you, that there are certain guys that are ready and younger guys that are ready. Look, he's talented and he's going to have an impact on this football team. It's just not going to be sooner than later, barring a major injury. But yes, you should be excited about him. I am. I watched Ohio State Friday and I saw, look, TCU's good. I think, I'm going to say it right now, TCU's better than Penn State. Overall, A to Z, top to bottom, on many levels, I think TCU is a very, very good football team. I think in some respects they're better than Oklahoma. They just made too many mistakes to beat Ohio State in that football game. And Ohio State has the talent that if you make mistakes that where you're shooting yourself in the foot, and they made big ones, there's little mistakes and there's big mistakes. TCU made big mistakes. They lost a football game. But, man, are they good. They are a good football
team.
Did
you say you felt TCU is better than Penn State?
I did.
Okay.
Overall, top to bottom, right now, 12 quarters, I'd say TCU would be a favorite, and it wouldn't surprise me if they would win the football game if they played head-to-head. Having said that, I watched the game from the perspective of Penn State's young defense, and I saw a lot of things that were interesting to me. Like, speaking of the young guys, let's talk about Micah Parsons. TCU unleashed their linebackers to make Ohio State's quarterback uncomfortable. They did a lot of blitzing. They did a lot of mixing in of their blitzes. They did a lot of curl blitzes. They did a lot of roll blitzes up front to create openings for their linebackers to delay and come through. They came straight off the edge. They used the athleticism of their linebackers to make that quarterback uncomfortable. And I just watched and said, Micah Parsons, this will be the kind of game where you have to let him loose, because he's the most athletic, fastest linebacker they have, and he's the one that can impact the pocket like that. Because what I saw was Ohio State quarterback, while being very talented, doesn't like heat in his kitchen. Just doesn't like it. Haskins does not like heat in his kitchen. And when TCU put heat on his kitchen, it was a lot different football game. So that's just one example of what I saw.
Okay. We are the Keystone Kickoff Show, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio, and we're brought to you by Shotzi's Jumbo Brats. You could attest to the Jumbo Brats, right, Andrew?
Had them on my grill.
Whether tailgating at home or on Andrew's grill, Shotzi's Jumbo Brats belong on your grill. Supersized to meet the hungriest tailgaters' needs, Shotzi's Jumbo Brats in football doesn't get any better than that. And don't forget the jalapeno relish. You could get to shotzisbrats.com or the gopsurv.com lot every home game weekend. Shotzi's Brats, the blue and white tailgater's choice. Andrew, you want to keep talking young players, or you want to move on to the
next? Yeah, no, I'll just grab a couple more. I think Pratt Freiermuth's your tight end. I think he's proven to be reliable, consistent as both a blocker, and he's starting to flash a little bit. And I'm not talking about that catch that kind of made you remember what Mike Gesicki looked like as a redshirt sophomore. I'm not talking about that one necessarily, but I'm talking about a couple of the catches out across the middle. I watch him. He's making himself available and open, which is a big deal, because one thing that Trace McSorley's proven as a quarterback to me is you've got to earn his trust for him to bring you the ball. AKA Juwan Johnson. That's the problem Juwan's having. He's not making himself available necessarily. He's not getting himself open. And now when Trace does throw it to him, he's got a little bit of the dropsies. But I see Freiermuth making himself available. I think he's respectable in the blocking game for a true freshman, and he's only getting better. I think he's your tight end.
I will give you the play that stood out to me. Yes, there was the catch. But did you notice on Trace's touchdown, the third touchdown of the game that made it 21-7, Freiermuth in motion picked one defender, then blocked a second one. He actually blocked two people on that same play.
They call it the chip and kick. He did the chip block, then he did the kick block.
And he did it effectively.
That's a lot to ask out of a tight end. And by the way, Penn State fans, it's something Penn State never asked of Mike Gesicki.
This kid could
just
do
saying,
it.
Just saying.
Loved seeing it. Loved seeing it. Let's move on to the next item on my five for Friday. And you alluded to it, but with Juwan Johnson, mistakes that need to be cleaned up. I'm talking the penalties. I'm talking drop passes. I'm talking about they've given up two onside kick recoveries in three games.
Yeah, there's a live and learn lesson kind of. The special teams I'll go to first is – That's just a little bit of a weird thing. I don't have a problem with their special teams. I'm not worried about penalties. Like Freiermuth, you know, got called for offensive pass interference when he ran a screen. Yeah, he ran a screen and a rub. Now he's just got to become and learn with a little more seat time that you don't extend your hands and start blocking in that rub. But that's just something that he'll learn. I don't think they have a penalty problem per se. I don't see it. But the drop balls are a bit of a concern. DeAndre Tompkins caught the ball last week, didn't he, against Kent State?
Yes, he did.
They're too good. Juwan Johnson's too good to continue to suffering with this. My problem with Juwan and the drops is it's okay to have the drops a little bit, but he's not making himself open and available. He's not getting many targets. He's not being looked at very often by Trace, and that's a Juwan problem. That's the bigger problem for him as a wide receiver, in my opinion.
I've heard people say it looks like a half-hearted effort in running his patterns. Are you seeing that?
I'm not going to pass that judgment on it. I'm talking about making yourself available. Okay. When I say making yourself available, that means you're digging to get yourself open, whether you're option one, two, or three.
All right, real quickly, let's get one more in. Tommy Stevens, Coach Franklin declared he's ready to play this week.
Don't
are we
going
to see him?
Nope.
Save him for Ohio State?
Unless you need, want versus need, do you need to use what you have for him? If not, save it. You got eight more Big Ten games to go.
I think we see him. That's it for quarter number one from the Labatt Studio. Stay tuned. Q2, Ross will join us for Tucker's Tape.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent. or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.